patterns that we had last week, I don't expect any let up in the coming days. The hospitals, we're starting this morning with the hospital already full. We have we've had a steady stream of COVID patients, both positive patients and some patients with COVID symptoms presenting over the weekend, and we see our numbers going up, and we're still under significant pressure in terms of staffing.
And is it a case that, you know, obviously those who have severe symptoms, they require, you know, intensive care, but also too, you know, people can be quite sick for quite a long period of time. So it's about the through traffic of the hospital. Is that what's a particular challenge with this disease?
It is indeed, Greg. And obviously, there are many people who will contract COVID and will be ill, but will not require hospitalisation. However, there are some that will become extremely ill and will need medical treatment, maybe to assist with their breathing, and maybe to assist with other symptoms. There's also patients who will present with other conditions that are not COVID, but have got COVID, and therefore, while we're treating them for their other conditions, we need to make sure we don't affect patients or staff in that process. So that becomes a challenge.
And how are you doing in terms of hospital-acquired infections? You know, the raw data would suggest, you know, quite a proportion of COVID is being picked up in hospital, either picked up through testing or literally, you know, picked up through transmission. Is that a particular challenge when you have so many people, a mixture of COVID and non-COVID, going through, you know, a finite amount of space, a limited amount of space?
It always is. So I suppose just to clarify, there's two things. We pick it up in hospital through testing because we test all our admissions into the hospital. So there will be many cases that will be picked up in the hospital because, as I say, they may be presenting with COVID symptoms, or they may be presenting with other conditions, but they're all tested if they're being admitted. That doesn't mean they're hospital acquired. It means that they've come in with COVID and have only been identified in the hospital. Obviously, and this is anecdotal, right? I couldn't give you statistics on it, but I've certainly seen a pattern last week where more patients are coming in having tested positive in the community, but then become more ill, or, as I say, develop other have other conditions that require medical treatment. So you have the combination of the two.
And in terms of handling cases, you know, have you been able to treat everyone who has become ill on site, or you happen to work with other hospitals, or what's the situation regard?
At the moment, I've got to say we've been able to treat everybody on site, and again, as I've obviously, Greg, I would acknowledge the commitment and the hard work of the staff in doing that. There's been a lot of people, even throughout the weekend, people changing shifts, doing extra shifts, covering colleagues who are off sick, etc. It's been ongoing throughout the weekend in terms of trying to keep the service running. So we have kept the capacity to treat people on site. I suppose the other reality at the moment is we're seeing hospitals across the country that are with very high levels of COVID. So at this stage, I'm not sure we have any hospitals that could have taken any of our patients, to be honest with you.
I get you. Now, in terms of seeking derogations, the HSC actually singled out Letterkenny in this regard, whereby, you know, negative staff that are close contacts being called back in if they're asymptomatic, of course, and being monitored and tested in advance, temperature checked and all that type of stuff. As the HSC indicated, they mentioned Letterkenny. Have you had to do that much because of the pressures?
No, and I'm a little bit confused about that. Unfortunately, I didn't hear. I think that came up in an interview.
Yeah, not on this program, but on another program, and they said it had happened in Letterkenny.
Yeah, I haven't heard that interview. I'm told, and as I say, this is second-hand, Greg, that the two comments, Letterkenny was mentioned in terms of the pressures and having to call staff to do extra shifts and call staff in last weekend. And later in the interview, there was reference made to one of the options being looked at was derogation and calling people back if they were close contacts earlier. But that it it was never said that Letterkenny was in, and we're not doing that at the moment.
Yeah. I don't think the public would have a great problem with that if it was required.
It's something that I can tell you, we're not doing that at the moment. It's something that we continue to keep under review with the HSE, and we will be obviously following whatever advice is appropriate and taking whatever precautions are necessary. But that's not a point we're at the moment.
And in terms of bed availability, I mean, obviously statistics can say one thing, but you know where you can move people, where you can move staff, and, yep. You know, beds really is staff. It's not about beds, it's about staff. Yeah, in terms of your ICU availability at the moment, because we also sometimes forget that there are people that require ICU that's got nothing to do with COVID. So in terms of ICU beds, what space do you have? And in terms of general beds, the same question.
Okay, so in terms it's about staffing. So if we take it in terms of staffed capacity, we have physical capacity to go up to 8 or more ICU beds. This morning we're running at 5. But we're even running at the 5 that we are having to support the ICU staff by taking staff from other areas. So that's why we have theatres and day surgery and endoscopy still not doing scheduled or planned activity this week. And again, as we increase capacity in ICU, it means that we have to take staff in out of other areas. And my difficulty is I'm running out of areas to take staff out of, quite frankly. So there is a constant challenge on that. In terms of physical beds, this morning I'm down to 2 beds and patients waiting to be admitted to wards. So we are running at 100% this morning, and we've got patients in the emergency department and in our COVID emergency department waiting to come into the wards. So that will be our focus now for the next number of hours to get those patients up onto the wards, and also then prepare for the admissions that are going to come in today. So we're running under very, very significant pressure, Greg, and I wouldn't want to underestimate that for a moment. Normally at this time of the year, we would be at similar levels of pressure. It's not unusual for January to see very significant pressures, and we would have talked about trolley rates before. The challenge here is that we don't want to risk infection with COVID, so we don't have the capacity to keep patients as long or in some areas the emergency department where we would have had patients waiting to go to wards before. So we really need to keep the hospital going